welcome everybody here to McCoy True Value Hardware. I came to Indianola a long time ago to go to college at Simpson, and I found that Simpson or Indianola was a town that was easy to make friends, a friendly town, and I hope you find Indianola to be a friendly town also. McCoy Hardware has been in business since 1885. We've been in several locations around the square and here, morphed from harness shop to cleaning seeds, appliances, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, to where we are today. We moved into this building about 10 years ago. 4 years ago, we ran into some business problems. The economy started to hurt us. We had 100,000 square foot competitor come into town. They tore up the street between Highway 69-65 and in front of the hardware store for 6 months. We lost a third of our volume every month that was happening. So we were struggling. We were a little bit leveraged. We looked at borrowing money to get us back into good shape. We helped with our True Value rep, Rob Bach, back there in the corner, and we decided we didn't need to borrow money. We just needed to use good, sound business principles. So we worked at it until our inventory was correct, our labor costs were correct. You can see here we're in the middle of a remodel where we've turned all of the aisles here counterclockwise from where they were so we can see our customers better and find things better. It's been slow because we're doing it as cheaply as possible. But anyway, I think that's one of the things that we need to learn is make our businesses and our country work balanced budget. Don't borrow money that you don't have. It just gets you into trouble. And that's why I guess I'm kind of supporting Joni. But with that, I'd like to introduce Rob Inkstrom with the Chamber of Commerce.
Great. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you having us. Steve, thank you, and thanks to McCoy's and True Value for hosting us. I understand that you're about to celebrate your
129th.
Soon, 130th.
Yes. And I guess I didn't introduce my daughter and kind of the next generation, my granddaughter back here, great. Jennifer and Kinsey.
Great. Well, and it's a family business.
Yes.
And it is a, and we're proud and honored that you're U.S. Chamber members. Thanks for hosting us. Thanks for having us here today. I want to also recognize my friend John Rowan, who is the former chairman, the national chairman of the U.S. Chamber, serves on our board of directors, serves on the Chamber's executive committee. Known John for 12 years, proud to call him friend. Thanks for being here. I know you've got a busy schedule, and Joni, it's always great to see you and spend time. And so look, for 102 years, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has represented the interest of tens of millions of American businesses and employees in every state across America. And unfortunately, and Steve alluded to this, our members have faced an unprecedented threat from Washington, particularly over the course of the last 6 or 7 years. Across the economy, on issues regarding energy policy, certainly with regard to the health care law, also on labor issues and a massive overregulation of the financial markets. And so look, the voters in Iowa have a fundamental choice as to who's going to help lead this American recovery. And will it be businesses like McCoy's, who have always been the engine that have driven the American recovery, or will it be more failed, top-down, Washington knows best decisions that are imposed on the private sector? And Iowa is once again in the national spotlight, and the voters in Iowa will make the choice as to who's going to help lead that American recovery. And the choice couldn't be more clear in any Senate state, in any Senate race across the country. The choice couldn't be more clear where you have somebody in Congressman Bruce Braley, who is a personal injury lawyer. He's made a career suing businesses like McCoy's. He is the face of the problem in Washington, D.C. He is another vote for Harry Reid. He is an acolyte for Nancy Pelosi. Mr. Braley, lawsuits don't create jobs. Small businesses create jobs. It's a lesson that you haven't ever learned, that you won't ever learn, because you have a posture that is hostile towards America's job creators. It's not just that he's a bad vote, it's that he takes a hostile posture. Whether it's chasing chickens around his neighbor's yard and threatening lawsuits, whether it's pretending to be a farmer, there's not enough duct tape in aisle 3 to fix Mr. Braley's failed record in Washington, D.C. And so let's look at that record of failure. On energy issues, he voted for cap and trade. He supports the EPA over-regulating businesses in every state in this country, and particularly here in Iowa. He has flip-flopped on the Keystone XL pipeline. This is an issue that Democrats and Republicans agree on. It's a common sense issue that creates thousands of jobs right here in Iowa. And once again, Mr. Braley finds himself on the far extreme. He supports the death tax. And we know what that means in Iowa when you're talking about handing down the family farm. Not that Mr. Braley is a farmer, but for those Iowans that do want to pass it along, they can't because it's made to be harder. He is, as we know, the former president of the Iowa Trial Lawyers Association. Again, not just a bad vote, but somebody that has been actively hostile to suing businesses of all sizes right here in Iowa. In fact, I understand he even used to hold the Christmas party at his house for the trial lawyers. And on Obamacare, he voted for it. He actually was the congressman who closed the argument on the House floor in support of Obamacare. Again, Democrats and Republicans agreed that the medical device tax should be repealed. Bruce Braley is again on the far left extreme. The HIT tax also ought to be repealed, again on the far right, on the far left extreme. And a number of other provisions where Democrats and Republicans know that Iowans are losing coverage. They're losing their doctor. They were promised they could keep both, and yet Mr. Braley finds himself on the far extreme. And so I would be very comfortable saying that there is no candidate running for the United States Senate in America that represents a greater threat to the free enterprise system than Congressman Bruce Braley, a personal injury lawyer and a fake farmer. Joni Ernst, on the other hand, the contrast couldn't be more clear. She has a record of accomplishment here in Iowa, and she has a plan to help get the economy moving again. You know that when she was she's in the legislature, she supported the largest tax cut in Iowa history. She turned a budget deficit of $900 million into a budget surplus of $1 billion. Iowa's added 130,000 jobs. She has a different perspective. She knows that the free enterprise system has always been the engine that has led the American recovery. Create certainty and get the government out of the way. On energy policy, she knows that the XL pipeline is a common sense approach that creates jobs. That's why Democrats and Republicans support it. She knows Obamacare needs to be fixed. It's a fifth of our economy. Democrats and Republicans can come together to help create that opportunity. And she knows that the regulatory burden needs to be lessened, whether it's the EPA, whether it's the financial services, massive overregulation of our financial markets. She understands that the free enterprise system is what's going to continue to lead the American recovery. So we've looked at both the candidates in this race. Mr. Braley refused to even return the candidate questionnaire. He has a 38% record, as I noted, a record of failure by any measure. Joni is someone that we've gotten to know over the course of the last year. It was a unanimous endorsement from the Board of Directors of the Chamber of Commerce United States. And on behalf of the 300,000 members of the Chamber of Commerce United States, I'm proud to be in Des Moines and stand with my friend Joni Ernst and endorse her as the next senator from the great state of Iowa.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you. So very much. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. I do appreciate it. I would like to thank our hosts here at McCoy Hardware. This is phenomenal. Glad to be here with you today. But most importantly, too, with this endorsement, it is my pleasure to receive that from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So thank you, Rob, for being here. John, thank you. John, also thank you for attending today. I am honored, and I do truly hope to have the opportunity to fight the good fight for good, solid, pro-growth economic policies for Iowans, both employees and employers in the United States Senate. So small businesses really are the economic engine of not only our state, but also our national economies. And they create good paying jobs. And it's businesses just like this hardware store that we need to be fighting for. We need a government that is going to create an environment where businesses can grow. And we can do this by addressing Obamacare, by stopping government overreach and overregulation and burdensome rules, and developing all sources of domestic energy. I am proud to have done a number of these things at the local level, at the state level. I helped push through and pass the largest tax decrease in Iowa history. I've worked on rolling back rules and regulations to help improve Iowa's business climate so these businesses can grow and prosper. Iowa unemployment has dropped from over 6% down to 4.4%. making us now seventh lowest in the nation. And we have been able to do that because we have these good, solid policies in place here in Iowa. The Iowa way is working. What we're seeing is the Washington, D.C. way, the way of big government, is not working. So these are the types of policies: smaller government intervention, more prosperous business climate. These are the types of policies we need in Washington, D.C. So again, I want to thank you all for being here today. It is my pleasure and my honor to receive this endorsement from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Again, to our hosts, thank you so much for allowing me to be here, receiving this honor in your hardware store. Thank you very much. And I am truly honored and will fight very hard to win in this upcoming election in November, and then take our Iowa values to Washington, D.C., so that the thousands and thousands of Iowa Chamber of Commerce members will have their voice heard in Washington, D.C., and in the United States Senate. So thank you all for being here. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Please to take any questions. Yes.
What kind of financial or organizational support would come?
So there are certain laws that govern our independent activity. I can't speak, you know, with the candidate here. I'd be happy to take the questions off to the side. If you have questions regarding the endorsement, you know, Joni and I are happy to take them. But I'll take those over there afterwards.
So I wanted to ask you also, do you share the Chamber's support for Common Core?
No, I don't. Not for Common Core. I do believe that education needs to be administered at a local level. Through our teachers, administrators, and through our State Department of Education.
What about immigration reform? The Chamber's been fairly active on that issue as well. Do you support
I support securing our border and enforcing the laws we have now. We can gauge then where we need to go. In the long term, we do have to take a look at immigration policy and making improvements.
And that's very consistent.
Did you have something?
Yes.
What I would just say from our perspective, look, the U.S. Chamber covers over 300 different issues. And so what we're looking for is people that have the ability to win and the courage to govern. And we found that person in Joni because of her track record here and also because of her plan. And so, you know, look, I haven't met a candidate yet. I don't agree with my family on every single issue. And I work with my sister and I love her dearly. But look, this is somebody who is a champion, who is an advocate. And we both agree that the immigration system needs to be fixed. What we have today is de facto amnesty.
Disagree on the approach?
Look, I think
you don't agree with your family on every issue.
Well, I don't. Okay. My sister and I don't.
Right. Well, look, do you disagree with her approach to immigration reform?
Everything that she said, I completely agree with. We do, and it's on our website. It is secure the border first. We believe that we must address this issue. Second is deal with the high tech part of the economy, where we educate people here in this country and send them home to compete against us. And so beyond that, this is what we need in the Senate, is people that can sit around the table. No one's going to get 100% of what they want. What we need are people that have the ability to win, the courage to govern, and will tackle tough problems. Bruce Braley has been in the Congress for long enough, and he refuses to be anywhere near, a governing, being part of a governing majority. And that's why he's running an incredibly desperate campaign. His ship is sinking. And he's getting increasingly desperate. And there's no argument that this personal injury lawyer is going to make that's going to change his record in Washington, D.C.
What is your beef with your Christmas party, and which home are you referring to?
I'd be happy to get you all the opposition research. My point is that,
Which home are you referring to?
his own. Yeah, I believe it was the one in Waterloo. I know that he hosted. I was trying to be a little bit light. I know that he hosted the Christmas party at his house. The point is, this is a person that comes from a view of the world that thinks that it's okay to sue businesses in the way that he has. It's a point of view that has associated himself, you know, with a 38% voting record with the U.S. Chamber. And trial lawyers, personal injury lawyers, cost the economy billions of dollars, and I can get you all the statistics that prove that. And what I'm saying is there's a fundamental difference of how he views how the American economy works and how Joni views how the American economy works and her track record that proves it versus his record of failure in Washington. Anybody else? Great. Thank you all very much for coming. Steve, thanks for hosting us.
Thank you.
Great.